Вариант 27. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях с 1 по 4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Good afternoon. Here is our news. According to a recent study, an important part of advertising and selling products is the idea of brands. When you buy a particular brand, you are not just buying a product, you are buying an identity and a lifestyle. In the old days, a brand meant something hot or burning. Today, it is an identifying logo, a mark or symbol that distinguishes one company or product from others. And good logo is unique and not easily confused with logos of other companies.
Text B. Hi, my name is Roger. I'm calling to tell you that I have a big problem. I love chocolate and sugary products. I hate sport because I get tired quickly. My friends think that I am too lazy and that laziness is the only cause of my fatness. And to tell you the truth, they are absolutely right about this. But I don't want to move a finger to change anything. Text C.
May I go out?
Yes, you may. But you should leave your mobile phone.
Why should I? I can't live without it.
I understand, but with it you forget where you are. 15 minutes ago, we heard your cries from the corridor. Something about your score in a Star Wars game.
I wanted everyone to know about my records.
So you've achieved your aim. We all know. Text D.
What's the score?
It's 3-1.
Which team do you support?
Of course our school team. They are in red and white uniform.
How often do they play here?
Such important competitions are organised 4 times a year, but our team trains almost every day after school.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Good afternoon. Here is our news. According to a recent study, an important part of advertising and selling products is the idea of brands. When you buy a particular brand, you are not just buying a product, you are buying an identity and a lifestyle. In the old days, a brand meant something hot or burning. Today, it is an identifying logo, a mark or symbol that distinguishes one company or product from others. And good logo is unique and not easily confused with logos of other companies.
Text B. Hi, my name is Roger. I'm calling to tell you that I have a big problem. I love chocolate and sugary products. I hate sport because I get tired quickly. My friends think that I am too lazy and that laziness is the only cause of my fatness. And to tell you the truth, they are absolutely right about this. But I don't want to move a finger to change anything.
Text C.
May I go out?
Yes, you may, but you should leave your mobile phone.
Why should I? I can't live without it.
I understand, but with it you forget where you are. 15 minutes ago, we heard your cries from the corridor. Something about your score in a Star Wars game.
I wanted everyone to know about my records.
So you've achieved your aim. We all know.
Text D.
What's the score?
It's 3-1.
Which team do you support?
Of course our school team. They are in red and white uniform.
How often do they play here?
Such important competitions are organized 4 times a year, but our team trains almost every day after school.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка от 1 до 6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their knowledge about Russia. Now we would like to present their stories to you.
Speaker A.
Peter the Great was one of the most famous tsars in Russian history. Although he was often cruel, no one can deny that he changed his country's future forever. Peter was unique in many ways. He was very tall and handsome. He had a lot of energy and great physical strength. Peter was wild, and he sometimes had bad manners. But he was very bright, and he wanted to learn about everything. Every day he added to his knowledge and improved his skills. He enjoyed hard work and building things with his hands.
Speaker B.
Tigran Vartanovich Petrosyan was chess world champion from 1963 to 1969. He dominated the game during those years and almost never lost. He was known as a player who was strong in defense, and very few players got the better of him. In fact, his defensive play was so good that he was known as Iron Tigran. When he did lose, it was big news in Moscow chess circles.
Speaker C.
Perhaps the best known Russian toy, matryoshka, or wooden nesting dolls, are a relative newcomer to the world of Slavic toys. Although nesting toys in the shape of an egg or ball have been popular in Russia for centuries, nesting dolls first came to the country as a souvenir from Japan in the late 19th century. Since then, matryoshkas have become one of the most beloved symbols of traditional Russian culture.
Speaker D.
The name Taganka is most often associated with the popular theater founded by director Yuri Lyubimov in 1964, which became one of the most fascinating Russian theatrical projects of the late 20th century. All the shows at the Taganka Theatre were smash hits, especially those in which Vladimir Vysotsky acted. Audiences filled the theatre to the full, sat in the aisles and stood in the doorways. In the 1970s, the theatre became a living legend. Speaker E.
Russians have many superstitions, which are often taken seriously, but they are fun. For example, meeting a woman with empty buckets means having bad luck. A feeling of your ears or face burning means that someone is talking about you. Before leaving on a journey, they sit down quietly for a few moments together. However, this superstition seems to be rather useful. It helps to concentrate all your thoughts and attention and not to leave anything important at home. Tickets, for example.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their knowledge about Russia. Now we would like to present their stories to you.
Speaker A.
Peter the Great was one of the most famous tsars in Russian history. Although he was often cruel, no one can deny that he changed his country's future forever. Peter was unique in many ways. He was very tall and handsome. He had a lot of energy and great physical strength. Peter was wild, and he sometimes had bad manners. But he was very bright, and he wanted to learn about everything. Every day he added to his knowledge and improved his skills. He enjoyed hard work and building things with his hands.
Speaker B.
Tigran Vartanovich Petrosyan was chess world champion from 1963 to 1969. He dominated the game during those years and almost never lost. He was known as a player who was strong in defense, and very few players got the better of him. In fact, his defensive play was so good that he was known as Iron Tigran. When he did lose, it was big news in Moscow chess circles.
Speaker C.
Perhaps the best-known Russian toy, matryoshka, or wooden nesting dolls, are a relative newcomer to the world of Slavic toys. Although nesting toys in the shape of an egg or ball have been popular in Russia for centuries, nesting dolls first came to the country as a souvenir from Japan in the late 19th century. Since then, matryoshkas have become one of the most beloved symbols of traditional Russian culture.
Speaker D.
The name Taganka is most often associated with the popular theatre founded by director Yuri Lyubimov in 1964, which became one of the most fascinating Russian theatrical projects of the late 20th century. All the shows at the Taganka Theatre were smash hits, especially those in which Vladimir Vysotsky acted. Audiences filled the theatre to the full, sat in the aisles and stood in the doorways. In the 1970s, the theatre became a living legend.
Speaker E.
Russians have many superstitions, which are often taken seriously, but they are fun. For example, meeting a woman with empty buckets means having bad luck. A feeling of your ears or face burning means that someone is talking about you. Before leaving on a journey, they sit down quietly for a few moments together. However, this superstition seems to be rather useful. It helps to concentrate all your thoughts and attention and not to leave anything important at home. Tickets, for example.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon and welcome to our program Kaleidoscope. Today in the studio is Tom Reed, a British teenager. Hello Tom, tell us a few words about your cookery course.
Oh, I've just had my class actually. I have them twice a week and each one lasts 3 hours.
That's long, doesn't it get boring?
Well, it's enjoyable on the whole, but we just don't seem to make much progress. We spent the whole of last week's lesson learning how to fry an egg.
But it's not an easy thing to do properly. I can say that you need that long to do it well.
Oh, I know, but I don't even like eggs. I don't think I'll ever cook eggs for myself.
And do you eat all the things you make?
Well, sometimes you can also take the dishes home, because you have to buy all the products in the first place. You can imagine how Mum starts criticizing my masterpieces. By the way, it will be cakes next week.
Are you ready to take up a challenge?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I hope to surprise Mum with a cake on her 40th birthday.
Wasn't your mum surprised when you had chosen your cookery course?
No, not at all. She understood that it was my idea to feel independent.
What do you mean?
I'm determined to learn some basic things from my own experience. And besides, professional cooking can become my future job.
When did you start thinking about it?
I started thinking about it when one day I came home from school and found my mum in bed. She had such a terrible headache that she couldn't even get out of bed, and I couldn't cook any meal for her. It was a moment when I realized she needed my help and support.
Do you need any help to achieve your goal and become a chef?
Well, I really need encouragement, and my family is always by my side.
That's great. Thank you for the interview.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good afternoon and welcome to our program Kaleidoscope. Today in the studio is Tom Reed, a British teenager. Hello Tom, tell us a few words about your cookery course.
Oh, I've just had my class actually. I have them twice a week and each one lasts 3 hours.
That's long, doesn't it get boring?
Well, it's enjoyable on the whole, but we just don't seem to make much progress. We spent the whole of last week's lesson learning how to fry an egg.
But it's not an easy thing to do properly. I can say that you need that long to do it well.
Oh, I know, but I don't even like eggs. I don't think I'll ever cook eggs for myself.
And do you eat all the things you make?
Well, sometimes you can also take the dishes home, because you have to buy all the products in the first place. You can imagine how Mum starts criticizing my masterpieces. By the way, it will be cakes next week.
Are you ready to take up a challenge?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I hope to surprise Mum with a cake on her 40th birthday.
Wasn't your mum surprised when you had chosen your cookery course?
No, not at all. She understood that it was my idea to feel independent.
What do you mean?
I'm determined to learn some basic things from my own experience. And besides, professional cooking can become my future job.
When did you start thinking about it?
I started thinking about it when one day I came home from school and found my mum in bed. She had such a terrible headache that she couldn't even get out of bed, and I couldn't cook any meal for her. It was a moment when I realized she needed my help and support.
Do you need any help to achieve your goal and become a chef?
Well, I really need encouragement, and my family is always by my side.
That's great. Thank you for the interview.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведённое на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло. Сейчас вы услышите текст к устной части экзамена. Задание 2.
Task 2. You are going to take part in a telephone survey. You have to answer 6 questions. Give full answers to the questions. Remember, you have 40 seconds to answer each question. Tape script for task 2.
Hello, this is the electronic assistant of the shopping center. We kindly ask you to take part in our survey. We need to find out what teenagers think about shopping. Please answer our 6 questions. The survey is anonymous. You don't have to give your name. So, let's get started. How often do you do the shopping? What are your favorite places of shopping? What do you buy most often? How much time do you spend on window shopping at the weekends? Do you like or hate shopping? Explain why. Would you recommend your friend to do the shopping in large shopping centers? Why? This is the end of the survey. Thank you very much for your time.